श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुकाश कौरव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय इनेबल प्रोस्ट्रेटेड हम्बल ओबिसांसेस दी लोटस फीट of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalya Pravishtom Vishnupa, Ashtatya Shatasi Sima, Bhakti Daita, Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the founder of President Acharya, of Sri Chaitanya Gauri Math, all India Sri Chaitanya Gauri Math, the registered institution and pray for his call, his mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get one-pointed, exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to my most revered Guru Varga and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. If I may give respects to the president of this club and all the devotees present here. I never came to Bangalore before. I had an invitation. We have got one branch mart at Hyderabad, Devandevri, near Charminar. And Mr. Kanodia, who donated the land of that mart, and there is a big mart there, he wanted me to bring here several times during his lifetime. Swamiji, Bangalore is a very neat and clean city. Climate is very moderate. Atmosphere is very good. Hyderabad is very hot. You should go there. You should make an arrangement like that. I told him, I have fixed program, schedule program. I should be here just after this function. I should have to go directly to Puri. And thereafter another. One after another. All functions are fixed. What can I do? in spite of my desire, I cannot go now. I shall try to get any available time. Then I shall try to go there. But I could not go. And he expired. Now his desire is fulfilled today. I committed offense to him. What can be done? Last year, I had all programs settled. Again, there were obstacles. Doctors say, your heart is not so much a part. Or you are going outside to take trouble in the journey, and you should not speak much to go there. You should take rest, complete rest, bed rest. After settling everything, I could not come. Perhaps some of you, Hemantha is here. You know, at that time, everything was settled. But everything is controlled by Supreme Lord. We think we can do by our own sweet will. It is completeness and ignorance. If you say, if a leaf of a tree can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, is omnipotent, who knows existence, all knowledge, all peace, then he will lose his absolute position. If anybody says, if a leaf of tree can move without the approval of Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord loses his infinite position. Without his, nothing can be done. That was not the approval of Supreme Lord. In spite of our efforts, he could not come. But this time, it will be fulfilled, because Supreme Lord wants you should go there for your own benefit. You have to northern India and up to southern India, you can say. Also, I came here on a tour program, but I could stay here for preaching with partner. I came here. It is that for me. Or visiting the places with the other devotees. And this was the first time I got the opportunity to come here, to meet the devotees of this place. As per scriptural evidence of Srimad Bhagavat, the quintessence of all scriptures, you will find there it is written, in this Kali Yuga, in Black Age, South India will be spiritually most developed. It is written in the scripture. Naturally, the South Indians will be spiritually inclined, and they will have spiritual fervor in their heart to some with prayers we make obeisances on these things. The whole area is sanctified by this. Although the whole India is Dharma Ketra, but in this Kali Yuga, South Indians will be more developed spiritually. You will find in the spiritual evidence. And our Vaishnava Acharyas accept our most revered Supreme Lord, most beautiful form of Godhead, mistaking the form and mode of worship rather than he appeared, not than the Krishna, Gauranga Bhava. He appeared in North India, and other Vaishnava Acharyas and Shankaracharya all appeared here in South India. History will show you. But that is, you should go there, that the holy place, atmosphere is good, your mind will be sanctified, and you should associate with devotees there. That is the desire of Supreme Lord, and His grace incarnate from our most revered Gurudev, perhaps. For that reason, you are not going there for your difficulty, or health difficulty, and other difficulties. These are all excuses. You should go there. And for your own benefit. So, I have got this opportunity now. I have got the difficulty about language when I remain outside India. There always I have to speak in English. When I came back to India, especially in North India, I have to speak in Bengali, in Assamese, in other languages, in Hindi. And my language became a mixed language. Long time now I'm touring in North India and speaking in Hindi and other languages. And there is no scope to speak in English. People like to hear this. But in South India, especially in this area, they understand English more than Hindi. So I have got this opportunity to speak. So there may be some difficulty in expressing my thoughts. I have to remember appropriate thoughts. Spiritual words, we cannot express all in English language. Language is material language. As for example, you say religion. Religion is translation of dharma. But dharma, what does it mean? And religion, when I was invited there in Calcutta, one meeting was held there, Parliament of Religion, that there should not be any kind of dissension amongst all religious groups. We have invited all to Parliament of Religion, all religious groups' heads should be there, and we should be present there at president. And I was taken there. I thought, what is this? I never had been to such a program. Then I wrote, there the subject is, there should not be any kind of dissension amongst all religious groups. Religion is creating dissension. It's creating all these quarrels and fights. I wrote in English because there may be different speakers. All the literary section were present there. The everybody understands this, but that is narrow in reach. You see, you should not confuse the word religion with dharma. In Chandigarh, our Madhijar is here. He kept one subject there, whether religion is bane to the society or boon to the society. I'm astonished. This subject is here in India. Religion is dharma. Whether dharma is bane to the society or boon to the society. In English, religion. In Hindi, dharma. And I said it wrong. Dharma cannot be bent to the society. Dharma is born to the society. Dharma will hold the person, will keep the person intact, will hold the family, will hold the country, continents, worlds, infinite universe. Dharma cannot be the cause of altercation and all the spikes you are taking in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest dharma, the Bhagavad Dharma. But in the general dharma, tenfold dharma, you think about this? Brahmacharya, wherever he performs celibacy, any kind of celibacy, controls his sense organs. Does he do any harm to him, to the family, to the country, to the continent, to anybody in this world, any country? This is called Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, that is to control the sense organs, sex sense organs, and other sense organs. By that he is doing benefit to him, benefit to the family, benefit to others. He cannot be paid the society to come to any country, to any part of the world. It's impossible. If it is said to anybody, he is to be sent to lunatic asylum. Dharma, I cannot want to say in detail because the subject is different. Brahmacharya, then Satya, he very very speaks truth, does he? Is it being harmed to anybody? Think like this. Give Satya, tapasya, to control all the sense organs from the respective objects of the sense organs. Apart from penance. Is it harmful? Does it do any harm? In this way, there are that is religion and dharma are not identical. Philosophy and darshan shastra are not identical. But we have got no way out, we have to speak philosophy. They have been in Oxford dictionary. Take the help of reasoning and argument to determine the argument just against darshan shastra. Darshan shastra means if Supreme Lord is Supreme Lord, he's always existing. It is not manufactured in the heart of the conditioned souls of this world. If But it's very mentally concocted thing, it is a concocted thing. He is there, you have to find out where how to see the truth. He will be revealed to a completely surrendered soul. By our own capacity, we cannot know. And the other. On this. Here the subject is perfection of yoga. It is Karamangala Club, 6th Club, Karamangala, Bangalore. Now, what is the meaning of yoga? Yoga or Param Pujyavad Swami Maharaj, in one of his sermons, and I have been here, I heard it. He said, yoga means to link up. Whom? With God, Supreme God. With all existence, all knowledge, all this. Link up. With God. It's God. Yoga. But in Gita you find generally people, they adore Gita. Gita is adored by all in the whole world. There you will find karma yoga, jnana yoga, yoga yoga, bhakti yoga, hatha yoga, raja yoga, so many yogas. But you will find what is the meaning of karma yoga. Just after this, you have got the subject significance of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam, you will find evidence of this in 11th canto. There is Krishna speaking. Here, of course, speaking to Uddhava. Yogas traya maya prakta nirnan seya vidishya gyanam karmata bhaktishtra upaya amasthi kutraji. According to the eligibility of the voter, of the aspirant, according to the eligibility, Krishna has said that I have taught, I have stated three kinds of yoga. Yogasprayo maya praya vidyan seva vidisa, for the eternal welfare of the human beings. Three kinds of yoga. You can see the evidence in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnanam karmata bhaktishtha upaya amasthi kutraji. These three yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga. And there is no other way, no other means, no other method to get eternal welfare. Why these three yogas? According to the eligibility, competency of the aspirant, of the striver, or of the votary, what is it? What's that? Eternal welfare. Who is qualified to practice Jnana Yoga? Who is qualified to practice Karma Yoga and Bhakti? After that, Krishna has said, Nibbinnana Jnana Yoga, Nashina Yogarsh, Tishu Anibbinna Chittana Karmat Pustu Kavina. He is eligible for Jnana Yoga. Who has got no desire in this world to get any kind of material benefit and material amelioration in this world, I should become a minister, I should become an MP, I should become an MLA, like a chief minister, like this. This sort of any desire in this world or in other worlds within this material universe. Even you go to heaven, kine punya martalokam vishnu. With the there will decay of the virtues of this material virtues, wearing of the virtues, then we have to be thrown down from the heaven to this world. Kine punya martalokam vishnu. Those who have got desires here and hereafter, get something which is, it may be bearable there in heaven and other upper worlds. In this world it is temporary. But permanent bliss you cannot get there. Those who want permanent emancipation, salvation, gains, they do not want this sort of temporary benefits here in this world and after death in heaven or other upper worlds. Janamokavasantanu, they don't want to go there. Within the universe, there are 14 worlds in this Brahmanda. So, he is eligible for Jnana Yoga, he has got no desire. Disinterestedness or anything in this world, within this universe, has got no desire. Absolutely no desire. Then he is entitled for Jnana Yoga. Nibbindanam Jnana Yoga. You should have this sort of application, indifference to worldly benefits of this world. Whether in this world or another world, nothing. Then he is there, eligible. Those who have got such desire, they should have to go to heaven and other places. The household devotee in their duties as per Vedic injunction, their grihastha dharma, household duties, then they will go to Sarga, Brahmacharya Jana Loka, and Tapa Loka, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, Sapta Loka, Maharshaya, etc., Sapta Loka. All within the Brahman, those who have got this sort of desire, they are eligible for Karma Yoga. They should do karma yoga. And we will do bhakti yoga. I want a special attention to this. Jadritsya matkata, jadritsya matkata. Jadritsya matkata katha. Due to your previous good impressions, then you should have got the love and respect about my name, form, attributes, etc. About me, to hear about me, to speak about me. Jadu Bhakta Bhakti, Nirvinna Sandhukumar. Jatkatha Bhaktatha, Jadu Sandhukumar. Not Nirvinna Nadi Shakta Bhakti Yogashtra Siddhi. First condition, he should have the aptitude to hear Harikatha. If he has got the aptitude to hear Harikatha, he is not entitled for Shubha. In the first condition, You got love, you got some good impressions, knowingly, unknowingly, you might have done for the service of Krishna and is the devotees of Krishna, then that impression will come to you and you have got the liking to associate with the devotee sadhus and to hear from the devotee sadhus about the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna or the Supreme Lord, any form. Ram, you will have your Vishnu. Supreme Lord Vishnu in different forms. Masukur Manishina Namana. There are different infinite forms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to love, to worship Krishna, to be benefited, which Kali Yuga Jeevas able to communicate it in other mantra. Only this mantra, in one day of Brahman, in this Brahman, in this mantra, in the upper yuga, Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Nandanandan Krishna, and he gave his sweet prayer to all his personal associates. But next to that, in this Kali Yuga, Nandanandan Krishna appeared after taking the form and the mode of worship of Radharani. He appeared at Gauranga and distributed Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem to all, which you will not find in any other Kali Yuga. In Brahma's one day, it is not mathematically calculated. You are so fortunate that you are born in this very Kali Yuga. For that reason, you say that we will be entitled to accept Bhakti Yuga. You should have the liking to hear Kali Katha from a Shuddha Bhakti, not from a person, professional speaker, speaking for something, worldly benefits. It is not for the benefit of Supreme Lord, for getting some monetary benefit, I am speaking. By the end, you will be justified. The end is something bad, means you will be bad. Means you justified by the end. Even Mahadev has said, I give warning, I have been to them. We have to pray. If you are worshipper of Mahadev, you have to accept his teaching. The natural worshipper. Mahadev said to Parvati, Bhava Guru Vasanti Shishra Vitta Bhara, Durva Sadguru Vishishra Santa. There are so many so called gurus in this world to grab money from the disciples. They cannot remove the affliction withers of the disciples. What's the problem? It's rarely to be found. Bhava Guru, so called people, you will find everywhere in this world. Professional speaker. One whose life is meant for the service of Krishna, who has dedicated his life fully, completely for his satisfaction. It is very rare. Therefore, Mahadev has said, if you want quantity, you have to sacrifice quantity. If you want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. I have heard that this Bangalore population is 60 lakhs. Now, if there is one good character person here, there, that good character person can rectify 60 lakhs and crores of crores of human beings. If 60 lakhs of people are characterless, what benefit they can do to others? They are not doing their benefit to themselves. It's very rare. If you want quality, you will not find it. Rarely found. There is one scientist who invented one medicine and it is beneficial for 600 crores of human beings. One person. Bhagavan Shishra Vitta Vara, Durnava Sadhguru, Shishra Santa Vara. To remove these afflictions and give the absolute bliss, God, it is very rare, very rare, very rare. Rarity. It is not so easy. But that is the first modification. You should have the aptitude to hear about Krishna Katha from a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee, one who has dedicated his life fully to the service of God. All the sense organs and everything he has dedicated, he has surrendered himself fully and engaged with all sense organs object for the service of Krishna. He is for Krishna. He can engage others also for Krishna. If we are fortunate, we can come in contact with such devotees. That is, he has to say that first thing is necessary, Shraddha. There should not be any tendency, not in Pinda Nadishu. You shouldn't be too much renouncer like Gyani. Gyani, there are so called Gyanis, they renounce everything. They renounce the articles which are required for the service of Krishna. Oh, these are also material. This is called Shiva renouncer. Natural renouncer. You should renounce those which cannot be given to the Supreme Lord. You have to serve, you have to engage yourself, you have to serve Krishna. You have to give offer food at this sector. No, I shall not touch food at this. If you do like this, I shall not touch any ornaments. I shall not give ornaments to the neck, to the hands of the deities. Then you will be deprived of the service. But if you use the money or anything for your own benefit, that will be more enjoyable. It may be a little amount. Shuddha Bhakta, there are many histories in Brahman Sampradaya. They have an intense love for serving Ranganatha. There, and Ranganatha is sending to him ornaments for the service. And he is engaging them. There, you will find the amounts by this way. You have to see the means justified by the end. Here, we should not be too much renouncer, like Gyani, so called Gyani. And too much, if you want to enjoy, that is also bad. We cannot enjoy. Because I am not the owner of anything, I am not the owner of my body. I am not the owner of my son. You find in the Gita. Gita it is saying, Bhumi Rava Nalo Vayu Khamvaru Buddhir Vacha Ahamkariya Vivinna Pravita Vashita Aparaya. Apara means not para, not superior, inferior, material energy. Is earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, perverted ego. All these are outcome of my opera potency. He is the possessor of opera potency. And I have got this body from the opera potency of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. As per the evidence of Gita, such body, mind, intelligence, perverted ego, that also belongs to you. You have to engage this body for the service of Krishna, because the body has come from Krishna. You have got to hold over your own body, not to speak of other things. He is the only one. Aham isa prajukkana bhakta cha prabhu. Christ. I am the only enjoyer and master. There is no other enjoyer and master. All are to be enjoyed and dominated by me. And the Atma, itasvatnam prakriti vitti param, yogotam mahabho jaya yurjati jaya. The Atma is emanating from the para potency, spiritual energy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, virgin potency. So my Atma is also the outcome of the potency. Potency should remain from the possessive potency. Your potency works for you. A supreme Lord's potency will work for somebody else. Is it correct? My body belongs to the Supreme Lord, my mind belongs to the Supreme Lord, my Atma belongs to the Supreme Lord. I am also. I am not enjoyer. Those who are me to want to enjoy this world, they are actually unlocked by the deluding potential of three primary qualities, Kshatriya, Tama, Guna. They are also enslaved conditions. And those who have got this sort of false ego that I am, the subtle body and gross body, I am of India, I am of this Bangalore, this Karnataka, I am from Bengal, I am from Russia and China. All false ego. We are fighting with false ego and false interests. Actually, all are coming from Supreme Lord. Real self and the body also. Actually, we are all Krishna. We should remain one Krishna. It is unnatural. We want to enjoy. It is unnatural. We want to give up. We want to give away. We want to donate. What will we donate? Are you the only owner of your own body? Owner of anything in this world? You have got one house. You have built it by your own money. Why from you have got the money? When you die, you take this building with you. Mutti bandhi aaya jagat mein haath phasa le jaye. In Hindi, it is. When we came here with nothing, with this cocked hand, palm. And when we go with empty palm, nothing to contain. Everything belongs to you. You are all here. See, unnatural. To give up, if you say, I want to donate, that is also yours. Contribute. What do you want to do? You are the master. You are the owner. And you want to enjoy. Are you the enjoyer? You are not enjoyer. You can do service. You can serve Krishna by your engaging your mind, intelligence, and part of it. You got everything for the service of Sri Krishna and his devotees, and you can engage others. That will be natural. Bhakti is natural. Bhakti yoga is the perfection of it. You will find our Sai Maharaj in 9th chapter. 9th chapter, verse number 2. And he has translated. What he has translated? This knowledge is Bhakti Yoga, the king of knowledge. Raj Vidya is the king of knowledge. Most secret of all secrets. Most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. Because it gives perception of self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it can be joyfully performed. Everything you will find. Gita. Our Swami Maharaj, which several sentences
What here? Deeply think about this. This knowledge, bhakti yoga, you will find in Gita itself. Tapasya dhiko yogi, gyani bhavi mago dhiko, kavya kushta dhiko yogi, tasma yogi bhavati. In sixth canto. You become a yogi because tapasya knows who perpetuates austerities. Yogi is superior to tapasya. Yogi is superior to gyani. Gyani they want to merge themselves with the formless Brahma. And yogi, they have given to merge themselves to Paramatma. Sat chit. And gyani only chit. Yogis. Gyani is superior to karmi. And yogi is superior to gyani. So you become yogi. Then after that, what he said? Yoginam sarvesha. Madhvatantara. Sadhavan bhajat yo maam shami yuktata mamata. Amongst all yogis, who is the highest yogi? Who worships me? Me, not impersonal godness. Me is partial infinite. Is partial infinite. For that reason, Jashoda Mata could not bind, could not fasten Gopal. All these Gopis there blamed, they accused against Krishna. This is a very arrested and is going to our house and stealing our curses. And she tried to fasten by taking the measurement of the belly. But 2 hours to him, yes, fingers, yes. And he's prolonging the rope by joining Mother Prabhupada and making as big as 1 mile. Yet, good not person. Every time 2 fingers, yes. When Krishna saw, nobody could find, can fasten me. Mother is so much tired. Mother's affection, Krishna, was bound by devotion, Shuddha Bhakti. I should accept her fastening. Then by the first rope, she could fasten it. And all the rope remained. Every time 2 fingers, not 3 fingers of Bhakti. 2 fingers meant 1 finger is by the grace of the Supreme Lord, another finger by sincere effort to attract the grace of Krishna. This is it. What is the Hare Vaikara Panata Panata Panjaya? The Radha Devi never left his effort, her effort, first. So ultimately, Krishna was subdued by her devotion. By devotion, by Shuddha Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga. Madhva-dhāma-rātmanā-sandhava-dhāja-yo-nāma-sumajyukta-tumamata. He is the superlative degree in the highest yoga, perfection of yoga. You will find this evidence in Gita.